It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What about the Jets here and the moves that they're making? Now, I saw you post something on social media over the weekend, and I liked it about them moving in silence. Glenn said the same thing this morning at the owners' meeting, so I like all that stuff.
Yep.
But there was something else that caught our eye, and it's about the Jets front office, or I guess just the Jets in general, offering over 100 employees buyouts.
Yeah, nearly 200. So the Jets have 250 employees, and I'm sure that I would think that counts. Everybody, scouts, people in the building, weight training staff, chef, I mean, you name it. The Jets have reportedly offered 170 of their 250 employees the buyout. Now, not to sound insensitive, guys, do we really think that the Jets have just had bad luck for 40 years? I mean, really, is that what we think it is? Or do we think that there's a connection and a correlation to either sloppy decision makers having way too much power in the building, five or six voices shouting down the others where good ideas maybe get trampled? That's what I think it is. I think the New York Jets have probably have the most useless people in their building than almost any other team in football, because you cannot be this bad and this in. It's like one thing to like lose, but to make so many egregiously wrong decisions, the GM, the coach, the top picks, the quarterbacks, everything that they do has been sabotaged and undercut. Now, I'm sure that there's some good people there who have been offered a buyout. It doesn't matter to me whether or not they take it. That's up to them. What this is, they are saying, whatever was, that's over. We're not talking about Super Bowls. We're not talking about Aaron Rodgers. And we want people, quite frankly, who have lost a whole hell of a lot more than they've won. We actually want them out of the building sooner rather than later. And I think that's a good start.
I would agree, other than I just want to make sure that that's what's happening here, because I can't imagine. Remember, Patino, we talked about this. He was on your Unkillable podcast talking about how you change culture. Well, you got to interview everybody about other people, about themselves, find out who were the culture changers, who positive, all that stuff. So 100, would you say 170 out of 250?
They've offered buyouts, 170 of 250.
So that means from the 170 to 250, those are the people that they say definitively, these are good people, we're keeping them in the building.
Yeah.
The rest, is it just cost cutting? Is it trimming? How the hell are you gonna hire 170 people to replace them?
I think they'll repurpose some stuff. I think they'll consolidate. I think that their work model will be very different. By the way, it might be as simple as this. Mucci may have walked in and said, how many people in the building?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just throwing out. So 250. We had 191 in Denver. What do we need 60 more for? Or even Aaron Glenn. This many people. We didn't have this in Detroit.
Too many voices.
One of the things about the Jets is that they're not modern and they're not current. And one of the things that I've always said even though I think Woody has been, let's face it, based on the record, an atrocious owner, is that he doesn't have anybody that he can really trust in the building. I think the Jets have a lot of people who've been getting a paycheck, who kind of have his ear, but don't really know what they're doing. I mean, think about this. Every time they make a big decision, it's like they ask somebody from outside, hey, Peyton, what do you think about this? Hey, Charlie Casserly, what do you think about this? How about asking the people in your building to do their job? And quite frankly, the job that they've done has been unacceptably bad as any franchise in the NFL. And I say this, I know it's insensitive. I'm sure they're going to be well compensated. I don't mean it like that. There's a human element at play here. Of course, if I did a separate podcast about people losing their job, it would have a different tone. I'm just talking about the Jets fumigating the building and ridding themselves of people who haven't done a damn thing. And I have no problem with it.
Yeah, it's a great... Obviously, people losing their job is not a great thing. It's a great thing for the Jets organization to try and trim the fat and clean things up when you have been losing for a while. And by the way, the upside is, okay, yeah, well, these people who maybe weren't doing their job find themselves out, and you get new people, new jobs.
New ideas.
Who know what they're doing. Yeah, that's the point. So it's not about, we're not trying to be insensitive.
Absolutely not.
We just care about the Jets trying to win football
games. That's why I preface, you know, again, the human side is so much deeper, and people, you know, that's the thing, like a coach gets fired, hey, fire this guy. Like, you know, people that fired Dable last year, and you know, okay, I get that. But like if and when, and I mean, everybody gets fired, but so when eventually Brian Dable gets fired, well, Brian Dable's entire staff, at least 90%, is gone, which means kids are relocated from schools, and there's an upheaval in one's lives, which nobody wants to see.
No, it's never personal.
But that's what you sign up for.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Come back. Get back to your torpedo back. Calls 888-808-1019. I did watch over the weekend. Remember, you've been pestering me to watch this Vice show with Patino for weeks. Well, I finally had some time and made a point. I had to download like a free trial thing because I guess I don't get Vice on my regular YouTube TV. But I did watch, and I'm pretty sure I'm caught. I maybe have like 20 minutes or so to go in the sixth episode.
Oh, you dove in deep this weekend.
Yeah, I got them all. Well, I watched maybe two on Saturday, and then the rest yesterday I had it on.
How good is it?
It is very good, and I do love Patino even more. And I think there are some fascinating nuggets in there. Even the sit-down with his son ahead of the New Mexico game.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Yeah, when they were playing each other, just seeing that his son has a totally different coaching style with him.
Totally different personality, too. Yeah, Richard is very different.
That's what I'm saying. It's fascinating, and now we're going to see that in the Big East with Xavier and St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
Also, by the way, I'm more interested in that show and St. John's than I am even in the tournament. Like, I just don't care about the Final Four stuff. One thing I noticed before we get into RJ Lewis, which is now why I brought this up, and we could talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You have any idea of what I'm going to say that opened my eyes a little bit, not about St. John's program, but about the show that made me like, huh, that's interesting.
Why am I not in it?
Dude, the JJ's podcast, John Ostrzemski, your pal, like they referenced that five times.
Yep.
Not one clip from our show where you talked about St. John's more than anybody.
Well, there's one more episode to go.
And I know you sat down with
them. They interviewed me on whatever. I was up in Providence. Everything's blending together. Right before the Arkansas loss, after the Omaha wins. I guess that would have been Friday.
All right.
And, I'm sitting there saying, what are we doing here, boys?
Is there a reason for it?
It's not a St. John's. It's not the university. It's like Vice. I think the company is outsourced from Australia,
okay.
I want to say. So they didn't really know many of the people. Like, I love John. Right. I don't know how they came across just Dempsey's podcast. I don't know. Yeah.
New York podcast, sure. But
sure.
Referencing it once, fine. It was in like 3-4 episodes
in a
row.
I'm like,
geez.
Yeah. Mink wasn't in there,
yeah, right.
To my knowledge. I don't think Mink got it. Mink should have gotten some love there, too.
It might have been a call that he used, but no.
Maybe. Right. Yeah.
You're right. Even the radio call was not.
I know.
Or your call that you do with Mink was not even used as much.
I was sitting there saying, what's going on, boys?
All right. And I did text you about this over the course of the weekend, the R.J. Lewis stuff where he entered the portal and is going to be looking to go pro.
Yeah, so he could still, I guess, go back to say he hadn't signed anything. I don't believe. Well, he hadn't signed another school, and he'll go through the process. Which, by the way, even if he didn't transfer from St. John's, was going to go through the process anyway of seeing where he stacks up with the NBA. Now, I think what makes this one burn a little bit is the way the season ended. That's the snapshot. Like RJ on the bench. And now player of the year in the conference transferring or going to the NBA.
So is he hurt by the way that Patino handled things?
He might be, and I can understand both sides. I truly can. Now, when you asked me about this when I came back from Providence, I said I'm with Rick on this because some of the things were not able to see on TV. He was playing hero ball and he was deviating from what Patino wanted. His teammates were frustrated, in particular Zuby, who was his best friend. There was a lot of odd interactions, like, what are you doing? Like, the gyrations, just meaning you're breaking off plays, whatever. I did not like what I saw from R.J. Lewis that day at all, and not because he shot 3-for-17, which he picked an awful day to have his worst game of the year. Rick Pitino is not waiting for you to get on. You're either getting on or you're gone. Now, people say, well, can he change his mind? Sure, I think anything's possible that, as long as he doesn't sign with another school, and goes through the proper channels with the NBA draft and, you know, chronologically speaking, when he could duck out and then still be eligible for college. Rick's not waiting for him. Like, Rick is building a roster here. He has moved on. And I think unless R.J. Lewis was to come, were to come back and, I don't say apologize, but offer a different perspective on what he did that day and what his thought process was after, I think Rick's moved on.
So you think this is a product of that decision that Pitino made to bench him in the final game?
I don't know how it can't be. That's why I say
you weren't expecting this to happen. You know much more about it than I do.
No way. Especially the way the game was going. You got to remember, I mean, St. John's, they were down by 4 points with 3.5 minutes to go. They had the ball. I think that's when Davon Smith had the bad turnover, which really was a killer. But they were right there. Kadari had a ton of fouls, eventually fouled out. Aaron Scott shot 1-for-10, and R.J. Lewis shot 3-for-17. Really, the only one who showed up was Zuby. So I get why a lot of St. John's fans are saying, how could you bench him? You have nothing else. You know, Kadari's fouled out, played 8 minutes in the first half because they gave him a couple of fouls. I understand some people questioning Pitino's motives that day. I do. And I also understand RJ, and I don't know this to be true. I'm him and I'm the player of the year and I just dropped 30 against you, like, I'm sitting there saying, all right, I know I've had a rough day. Give me some more rope, coach. I mean, I've earned it. But he earned it along the 30 minutes where Rick did not bench him when, quite frankly, he deserved to be benched. He deviated so far from what the team was trying to do that if Rick would have ignored it, it would have weakened Rick in the eyes of others. And there's a reason why Rick is as great as he is.
And now
he ain't waiting on anybody.
And now we'll see how this plays out. Obviously, they're expecting to get more talent in there, but losing Lewis is not going to be a good thing.
No, but they've already stacked up. Yeah. They already got guys coming in, like guys, this kid, the Georgia boy. I'm like, it doesn't, names don't matter unless you're a diehard. Follow me on Twitter. I'll give you, they're going to get Hopkins from Providence. They got the kid from Arizona State top. Like, they are going to be, they know what they have to fix offensively because the shooting just wasn't good enough. But it is unfortunate. Like, I don't want to say it changes the season, like it was a very enjoyable season, but R.J. Lewis was atop the backboard at the Garden when they won the Big East Championship, and he was the most outstanding player, and it ended bitter. And like, it's unfortunate, but hey, it's big business. It is what it is.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.